Well, good evening. I'm happy to be here tonight. I hope you are too. Good day, any day you can get out and worship God and praise Him in songs like we just did. I really enjoy the singing. In fact, we could just keep singing, probably get just about as much good out of it, because there's nothing better than a bunch of voices lift up and praise to God in my book. That's just a wonderful thing, and love to hear it. You know, we've been talking, those of you who were in Tennessee, I apologize, you're going to hear some of the same verses you heard up there. But this is something I planned on talking on. I've talked on it several times, different places, because it's a common problem. And that common problem is trials and tribulations and problems. And as they put it up in Tennessee valleys. You know, we get in bad situations, and I think the reason we do is because it is an imperfect world, number one. And number two, trials are what tests us and makes us what we ought to be. So trials are actually a part of life, and it's a part of the things that we have to deal with. And I don't know your situation, and you don't know my situation. You know, there could be someone in the audience that ready to lose a house, or there could be somebody in the audience that found out this week they have cancer, or somebody that's, you know, just lost a loved one, or somebody that's marriage is falling apart, or their job's coming undone, and you know, we don't know what each other's going through. But what we do know is that God has provided a way for us to find peace and comfort and joy in any situation. And like a lot of you, I grew up in the church, and I've heard preachers get up and they'd say, "Oh, be joyful, be happy, be at peace." And those things are true, and those things are in the Scriptures. And how do you do it, though? That's the question. How do you accomplish that? I'm kind of a nuts and bolts kind of guy. And when you start dealing in theory, I can usually kind of understand what you're saying. But when it comes down to it, I want to know how you do something. You know, Brother Danny could tell me about electricity all evening, how theory is, how it works. If I want to know how to wire up a light bulb, I'd just soon he'd show me how to wire a light bulb up rather than tell me how electricity works. And so tonight, what I'd like to try to do is take part of what the Apostle Paul wrote to Philippians. And I'd like for us to build how we can find peace in any situation. And I think it's a very simple thing that Paul outlined, but it's nonetheless one that I need to remind myself how they actually said we were to conduct ourselves in such a situation. So if you would turn to Philippians chapter 4, we'll begin reading with verse 4. It says, "Rejoice in the Lord always. And again I say, rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. Those things which ye have both learned, and received, and heard, and seen in me, do. And the God of peace shall be with you." So the first thing we need to do is we need to rejoice in the Lord. Now, he's not telling us that we're to be happy about the situation we're going through. We're not going to necessarily be happy about something. The trials and problems that come in our life, there's no joy in them. But what he says is to rejoice in the Lord. In Romans chapter 8, verse 28, tells us that all things work together for good to those that love the Lord, to those who are the called according to His purpose. So we know that whatever is happening to us is for our benefit. some way, shape, or form. And sometimes that's very difficult to see. You know, a lot of times in my life I have come out of situations, and on the way out, it's easy to be happy. It's real easy when you're coming out of a problem. Because then you say, oh, well, I see what the Lord was doing. Or you say, oh, I made it through that. And oh, I'm thankful He brought me through that. But when we're in a problem, it's very difficult sometimes to see how that can be for the good. But that's what the Apostle Paul is telling us here. He's saying, rejoice in the Lord always. In James chapter 1, verse 2, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptation. Now, again, it's not the trial that causes us to have joy. It's because we know that we can rest in the Lord and we can worship Him. So really, in our five-step plan we're going to develop tonight, the number one thing that we can do to have peace in any situation is to worship God. Rejoice in the Lord. I've known people that the very first thing they did when they had a major trial come on their life, well, I ain't got time to go to church. I've got to take care of this. I got to take care of that. I got to work more hours. I got to do this. I ain't got time to go to church. Well, you know, church is not the only place to worship God. You can worship God practically anywhere, but we need to not give up that time of worship. In fact, that's where we need to be when we're having problems. That's where we need to be when we're having trials, is worshiping God. You remember Job? When all befell him, all the things that befell him, all the things he lost, his children killed, his health gone. What was it he said? Job 1:21. Naked came I out of my mother's womb, and naked shall I return thither. The Lord gave, and the Lord hath taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. What was he doing? He was worshiping God. In the midst of his trials, in the midst of all of his problems, he worshiped God. And that's what Paul says. That is the very first thing to this peace of God which passeth all understanding, is to rejoice, bless, worship the Lord always. He said, and again I say, rejoice. Worship the Lord in every situation, at any time. That is how we begin the process of gaining peace. But that is only the beginning. We can't stop there. You know, Satan has a way of getting to us. Satan has a way of, and the flesh itself has a way of coming back and biting us when we get complacent. And so we have to literally do something to engage ourselves. When we worship God, then what do? Because, you know, most people will tell you can't worship God all the time. You know, and when I'm not at church, or I'm not thinking about the Lord or reading the Bible, I start losing ground, start getting depressed, start falling back into problems. Well, Paul went on. In verse 5, he said, let your moderation be known to all men, the Lord is at hand. Let your moderation, your gentleness be laid known to all men. So what is step two? Helping others. You say, well, that's not what it says. Well, yeah, it is. Let your moderation, your goodness, the fact that you're worshiping God, the fact that you are a child of God, let that be known to people. Now, how can you do that? Only way you can do that is to help other people. You know, God knows our weakness, and our weakness, I believe, is pretty much universal. Our weakness is that when we're having problems, when we are down and depressed, if we focus on ourselves, we will spiral farther down. I've never known anybody that was pressed about something that went to bed and then got up and said, "I feel fine now." Never really known that to happen. Because we do not focus on ourselves. We focus on other people. You know, you get up in the morning and your legs hurt so bad you can't hardly walk. What do you want to do? "Well, I want to go back to bed. I want to feel sorry for myself. My leg hurts." Or you can think, "How can I help somebody today? What can I do for somebody today? How can I show the Lord's love to somebody today?" Because when we focus on other people, we will get a certain amount of joy out of that. If you don't, you're not doing it right. Because the joy comes in giving. The joy comes in giving of your money, yes, but also if you don't have any money, it doesn't matter. You can give your time. You can give of yourself, helping other people. "Let your moderation be known unto all men." And so you think, well, okay, I rejoice in the Lord, and I keep myself busy during the day. And then when I go to bed at night, it all hits me. All right? Been there, done that. Now, you stay busy all day, it's not a problem. But when the lights go out, TV goes out, radio goes out, everybody goes to bed, now I've got a problem. Now I have a problem. What did Paul say then? He said, "Let your moderation be known to all men." And then he says, "Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God." We pray. He said, "Well, I did that. It didn't help. I prayed. I'm done now. Now, I still don't feel any better." You know, sometimes I think we get confused about prayer. Sometimes I found myself praying like the heathen does. You know, kind of praying the same kind of prayer all the time. Praying, "Now, who am I supposed to pray for? Well, I'm supposed to pray for this and I'm supposed to pray for that. I want to make sure I get everything right now. I want the Lord to hear me. I want to make sure I don't ask anything amiss because I want the Lord to get this prayer." And so we prayed, and I've known folks, and bless your hearts, they just pray the same prayer all the time. And Scripture tells us not to do that. Scripture tells us to take what is on our heart. He says, "Be careful for nothing. Don't be anxious about anything." You know what that means? Don't worry about stuff. Take it to God. Take it to God. I learned something a few years ago that I did not know. I'm going to share it with you tonight. I used to think that to pray to God for a problem, you had to know what the answer to the problem was. Because if you're going to pray to God and you're going to ask Him for something, you got to have a solution to ask Him for, right? Wrong. That is not what the Scriptures say. The Scripture says, "Don't worry about things and take everything to God." One of the most blessed prayers I ever had was one time when I prayed to the Lord. Now, I guess I wouldn't say one time. I would say the first time I prayed to the Lord and told Him, "I have no clue what to do. I just don't know." You know what? That was probably the first real prayer that I ever prayed. The Lord doesn't say you have to know how to fix something when you come to Him in prayer. He says, "Bring it to me, and I'll give you peace." Bring it to me. That's a freeing prayer if you will stop and think about it. Just pray to the Lord and say, "Hey, here's this problem. Buddy, here's the problem." That's it. But no, we want to say, "Lord, you know, make so-and-so do this and make so-and-so do that. And Lord, we need some rain. And Lord, the car's running bad. And Lord, this and that." That's not prayer. Not always. You know, you read the Scriptures about people praying in the middle of the battle. you reckon how they got down on one knee and used their thous and these and everything when they was in the middle of the battle. You think that prayer was probably more something about like, Lord, help. Lord, help me. And it's okay to pray like that. It's okay. You simply give it to the Lord. Whatever's burdening your heart, whatever's bothering you, just take it to the Lord. In fact, He commands us when we do that to quit thinking about it. You realize that? So take it to the Lord and leave it there. And what He say in verse 7, "And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your heart and minds through Christ Jesus." God's peace will be like a bodyguard. He'll come there and say, "Now, we're going to take care of this now. I've got it. You give it to me. You're done. Now, you're going to tell me the same thing I would tell you if you told me what I just said. It doesn't work. Okay, I'm done praying, and now I'm laying there in the bed, and it's still dark, and it's still quiet, and I'm still thinking about it, and it's still bothering me." Well, Apostle Paul wasn't done. He wasn't done. It doesn't work. Once we get done praying that prayer, the Apostle Paul says, "Whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things." You realize what He's telling us? He's saying, look, here's what you do. You rejoice, you praise the Lord all the time. He said, that's number one. Praise the Lord. Again, I say, praise the Lord. Okay? He said, then let everybody know that you're praising God. Let your moderation be known to all men. Then He's saying, take everything to the Lord and leave it there. Take it to God. Be careful for nothing. Don't worry about anything. When you tell God about it, stop worrying about it. Now, He says, now think about something else. Think about something else for a while. I give you a prime example. We used to, for those of you who don't know, I work on computers for a living and teach kids. And we used to have a student information service. It was a program. And one time we did an upgrade. Those of you who have computers, you know what upgrades mean. It means something's going to break. And we did an upgrade and lost all the information that they had accumulated for several years. And I called in my help, called service help, called everybody I could think of, called to help. Wasn't flying. And so somebody came over to help, and they was all looking, and we was all just going nuts about this computer, and everybody was just like, "I don't know what's going on." And finally I said, "I'm going to go get something to eat." And they said, "Are you crazy?" I said, "No, I'm hungry. I'm going to go get something to eat." And so I got in the car, and I just left, and I went up to Wendy's and went through the drive-up, and I was sitting there to drive up, and I was getting ready to order. I was thinking about what I want to eat. And just like that, it hit me. What was wrong with that computer? I went back to school, and three keystrokes later, we had an information system again. See, you don't have to be dwelling on a problem to figure out what the problem is. Sometimes it's best if you don't. Because they were still all back there beating their head on the wall, you know, and I was the only one that had the guts just to leave. But sometimes that's what it takes. And that's what the Apostle Paul is saying. He's saying, when you take something to God, leave it there. Think about beautiful things. Think about lovely things. Think about righteousness. Think about God. Think whatever. Whatever it is. He said, think about them things. Because those are the things that we need to be spending our time with. Whatever it is God, that God is trying to teach you to do or teach you about, it will help us if we're focusing on other people and we're doing the will of God and we're praying and we're worshiping Him. And then Paul's not done. He's not quite done. Listen in verse 9 now. He said, those things which ye have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do. Now, with the exception of Brother Alan, I'm sure everybody uses shampoo. Sorry, couldn't resist. Okay, on a shampoo bottle, it says, wet your hair, lather, rinse, repeat. Follow those directions exactly. You go through one bottle every time you shower. But that's not what we're talking about tonight. Apostle Paul said, when you get done doing that, do it again. What you've seen in me, what you've practiced, what you've heard, what you've witnessed in me, now do that again. So in other words, that's what he's telling us to do. This is the answer to find peace. The peace of God comes from worshiping, helping others, praying, and repeating. Right back up here and do it again. You see, you never get done. You never get done. And you can find peace in any situation. And I talked about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego the other day. But for those of you that weren't here, and for even me, I like to think about them every day. Because in Daniel chapter 3 and verse 17, 18, they said some of the most striking things that I've ever heard anybody say. Nebuchadnezzar had commanded them that at the sound of music they would fall down and they would worship the idol that he'd set up, or they would be cast into a fiery furnace. And this was their answer. If it be so, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and He will deliver us out of thy hand, O King. But if not, be it known unto thee, O King, that we will not serve thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. Very plain and very simple. I know God is able to deliver me out of any situation. I know that God is able to help me with any problem, any trial I might have. I knew that when I got really sick. I knew that if God wanted to, He could heal me at any time. But I also knew that He might not. And my answer and my hope and my thought was the same as these men here. And even if you don't, I will still serve you. And that's the attitude we have to develop with God. We know God can take any problem away from us. But even if He doesn't, we have to be resolved to continue to follow God. Lord, I know You can take this problem out of my life. But if You don't, I'm going to worship You. I'm going to rejoice in You. And I'm going to pray to You. And I'm going to do other things for people to help them. And I want to think about something else. I want to think about things that are good and things that are lovely and things that are just. Even when there's injustice all around me, that's what I'm going to think about. And then tomorrow I'm going to do the exact same thing. And if You keep me in this valley forever, I'm still going to keep doing the exact same thing. And what you find then, you find peace. You find true peace. Peace is not circumstantial. Peace is right here. Peace is something you get from following God. Peace is understanding this world is temporary. Peace is understanding we have a home eternal waiting for us. Peace is understanding it's not about me, it's about what can I do for somebody else. That's peace. That's true peace. And that's what the Apostle Paul taught us. In this very short passage, worship God, help people, pray, think about other things, think about good things, and then just repeat. Just repeat. Just keep doing it over and over and over again. That That I can understand. That I get. And I hope that tonight somehow, I know I'm not calling anybody silly. It just took me years to figure this out. I guess I'm a little slow. It took me years to figure out what the Apostle Paul was trying to say. It was so simple. It was there all the time. There all the time. Here, we're going to sing a song here in a minute. And if there's anybody here that needs the help of the church in any way, we invite you to come forward. Make your wants and wishes known. Somebody here, surely tonight, can help you in your walk with God. So if you would, make it known while together we stand and sing a song.